The other big thing that came out of Vancouver was this ability to measure a thing called viral load, and that was massive. I mean, you know, it was seems bizarre now when you talk to junior trainees in HIV now, and you're saying, you know, from 86 to 96, for 10 years, we were treating HIV with antiretroviral drugs, but we had no idea whether they were working because we couldn't measure HIV. You know, we didn't know how much HIV was in the blood. So this ability to measure how much virus was present in the blood and monitor that and look at its response to antivirals was huge. In some ways, perhaps even more important than the new drugs that became available. But those two things sort of happened together and were synergistic, and probably you couldn't have had one without the other, because you suddenly had drugs that really would suppress the viral load. So that was massive.